A joy and a privilege for me to be here this morning to share God's word with you. And for this privilege and this joy, I must thank your pastor and elders of this church. This morning's Bible study is taken from Matthew chapter 15, reading verses 21 down to 28. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Yes, Lord," she said, "but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, your word has been read this morning. And we pray, Father, that you'll take of your written word and change it to become a living word with the anointing of your Holy Spirit. For this we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Friends, Jesus' encounter with the Gentiles of his days were few and far between. But those few encounters that he had were really significant encounters that left a very deep impression upon the Lord Jesus Christ of the latent faith that is present there amongst the Gentiles. He must have had high hopes for the Gentiles and the Gentile Christian church that is yet to come. And here you find Jesus being approached by a Canaanite woman. Prior to this, he had an encounter with the Capernaum centurion, if you will remember. And that centurion's servant was sick, near death. And the centurion came to Jesus and asked Jesus to heal the servant. And Jesus wanted to go to his house. And he replied, "I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof. Just say the word and my servant will be healed." Jesus was astonished, first at his humility and secondly at his faith in the authority of Jesus. "Just say the word and my servant will be healed." Humility, faith in the authority of Jesus' name. The Canaanite woman exhibited the same humility coming to Jesus. And her faith was in the compassion of Jesus. She's heard so much about Jesus, the Jew from Nazareth, the Son of God, Son of David, who could heal the sick. And therefore she came to look for Jesus. And she cried out on and on and will not give up. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." But Jesus just ignored her completely, did not even reply to her. Then quietly Jesus turned to his own disciples to explain his behavior. He said these words, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman would not give up. She came before Jesus, knelt before him, and pleaded with Jesus. "Lord, help me," she said. Jesus was confronted with a request for his compassion. But what is he to do? His reply must have shocked even his own disciples. "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." It is a common saying privately amongst the Jews that they are the children of God. And the Gentiles, they look down upon the Gentiles. And here is a woman, and worse still, a Canaanite. And the Jews amongst themselves will refer to the Gentiles as dogs. So Jesus was just repeating what the Jewish community would have said. "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs." And that impact must have been there upon that woman from Canaan. She's called a dog, openly. Not right to take the children's bread and not just give it to the dogs, toss it to the dogs, throw it to the dogs. But this woman exhibited, a Gentile woman, exhibited the kind of humility that must have given Jesus a shock. This woman accepted her title of a dog. If you talk about humility, you would say her humility had reached ground zero. Ground zero humility. And it is from this ground zero humility that her faith came out and asked Jesus to have compassion. "Lord, have mercy upon me," she said, kneeling down before the Lord. Ground zero humility must be the precursor of our faith. Whether you be the centurion or you be the Canaanite woman or the Gentile Christian, ground zero humility. No more confidence in any of the people back there to try and heal her daughter. No more confidence whatsoever in man. And here is Jesus of Nazareth, a Jew, reputed to be able to drive out demons. She came to Jesus with zero base humility. And out of this zero based humility came that faith that pleaded with Jesus, "Have mercy on me." You know, talking about this kind of humility from which true faith can be born, Jesus was like that. Let me read to you what Paul said about Jesus. "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus," in Philippians chapter 2, "who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." You would say in Jesus' own context, he reached ground-based humility. The Creator became the created and died that death upon the cross. "Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." friends, zero-based humility will give birth to the faith that a Canaanite woman had. For you and for me, the faith that the Canaanite woman had must be ours, but it can only be ours, friends, if first we learn humility like this woman did. That's the first lesson I want to talk about this morning. Faith accompanied by ground zero humility is the channel through which Jesus' compassion can flow. That's the first lesson. Ground-based humility, faith coming out that way, and Jesus' compassion can flow through that channel of faith. Another lesson from the scripture lesson this morning is this. Faith, when accompanied by humility, will enable you to see a yes in Jesus' no. It's so strange. Here was Jesus pushing away the Canaanite woman. Maybe he overdid it, perhaps. To chase away this Canaanite woman. But this Canaanite woman, with her faith born out of humility, could sense a hint of a yes in Jesus' no. Faith that is accompanied by zero-based humility will always enable you to see the glimmer of a yes in Jesus' no. And you and I have had experiences in this, I'm sure. Doors closed, situation almost hopeless. You cry out to the Lord. And even though the no may be there, yet through that no, because you have Canaanite woman's faith, you can see a hint of yes. Something else will open up. A better option will be presented before you. And the decades to come, when you look back, you'll say, praise God. Praise God for what he did. Doors closed. And yet, because of faith, we persevered on. And because you persevered on, new options, new doors opened before you. That's the story of my career even, friends. And I'm sure you all can share similar stories. That's the second lesson, the faith of the Canaanite woman. Faith, when accompanied by humility, will enable you to see a yes in Jesus' no. Perhaps Paul puts it this other way. All things work for the good of those who love the Lord. Everything. The third lesson is a very important lesson for Christians in our generation here in Singapore. Surrounded by affluence, a life hectic, chasing after wealth, fame, fortune, so on. In the faith of the Canaanite woman, we can hear a rebuke for the modern Christian in his hectic lifestyle. That's the third lesson. In the faith of the Canaanite woman, we can see a rebuke for the modern Christian in his hectic lifestyle. To understand what I'm saying, let me first refer to you to Jesus' first encounter with the Gentiles, that is with the Capernaum centurion. And you will find it in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. Sorry, it's not about the Capernaum centurion. It's Jesus and his 12 disciples. He called his 12 disciples to him, gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These 12 disciples of Jesus were sent out with the following instructions. Do not go amongst the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Jesus told his own 12 disciples when he sent them out, please avoid the Gentiles. They were sent only to the lost house of Israel. Now Jesus retired to the area of Tyre and Sidon. Verse 21, chapter 15, this morning's reading. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And those were Gentile countries. Tyre and Sidon, by the way, is probably near Beirut, where the huge explosion took place. Jesus retired to that place, the land of the Gentiles. And sure enough, this Gentile woman, a Canaanite, approached him. She was desperate. And she pleaded with Jesus. A Canaanite woman came to him crying out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession. Jesus did not answer a word. His disciples came to him and urged him, send her away. She keeps crying out after us. Jesus answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Jesus had to reaffirm the instructions he gave to his disciples. Jesus' mandate when he came upon this earth was primarily to the lost sheep of Israel, not to the Gentiles. Yes, the times for the Gentiles are yet to come after Jesus has been rejected by the Jews. And Paul explained this in many of his epistles, that the Jews' rejection of Jesus leading to the crucifixion and the final resurrection of Jesus allowed God to open the doors for the times of the Gentiles to come. God suspended, as it were, the period, his program for the Jews because of their rejection of their Messiah, his own son, Jesus. And God opened the door for the times of the Gentiles to begin. But the Gentiles must wait for their turn. But here came a Gentile woman, a Canaanite, pestering Jesus, ahead of her time, asking Jesus for the bread from the children's table. The woman came, knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. It was a dilemma for Jesus. The Son of God, God himself, the God of compassion, constrained because his mandate was only to the children of Israel. The times of the Gentiles yet to come. And here is this Gentile woman pestering him for his compassion, the very core of the nature of God, compassion. Jesus tried to repel this woman. And in so doing, Jesus used an analogy called bread. Jesus says, it is not right for me to take the bread from the children's table and toss it to the dogs. He uses the analogy of bread. He himself had taught, I am the bread of life. He is the bread of life. And here comes the Gentile woman asking for not the whole loaf of that bread, just the crumbs. Well ahead of her time, she was pleading to Jesus, let me just take a crumb from that bread of life which is the word of God itself. She was pleading for something which is yet to come for the Gentiles. You see, she valued it so much. That word of God, that bread of life, she valued it so much. She couldn't wait. And she just said, just give me a crumb that falls from the table. It should be enough. A startled Jesus then said, go your way. Your faith has healed your daughter. To the Canaanite woman, this bread of life meant everything to her. So she grabbed it ahead of time to eat it. This bread of life is the word of God. Man shall not live on bread alone, physical bread, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, when you compare this Canaanite woman, her faith, and you compare to the modern Christian in our generation, friends, sometimes I wonder, what would the Canaanite woman have to say about us? And in my pondering, friends, I thought she would have said something like this. And I wrote it down, and I called it the rebuke of the Canaanite woman. It goes this way. Hey, Gentile Christian, I am the Gentile woman, a so-called despised Canaanite. You live in an age I would have given up everything to be in. Yours is the gift of the bread of life, to eat like the children could at the table, not even the crumbs I was begging for under the table. But look at how you're handling this precious gift. You eat it, meaning read the scriptures, study the scriptures, keep your quiet time, solitude time with me to speak to you, only as and when you are free, because you're so caught up with your busy careers, wealth accumulation, acquisition madness, success and fame. You have excluded the Lord from the core of your life. He is the bread of life. Come to your senses and be reasonable. You do not understand how fortunate you are to be in your age, the times of the Gentiles. I'm sure if the Canaanite woman is alive today and she looks at us, this is what she would have said. I call it the rebuke of the Canaanite woman to us. You see, the modern day church has taken the same route as the Israelites. They started well. And the Gentile church started well, full of faith, martyrdom, and so on in the early days. But the children of Israel, as they entered the promised land, they became engrossed with the wealth that was there in the promised land, land filled with milk, honey. They forgot the warning that Moses gave to them, that when wealth increased and so on, do not forget the Lord your God. They would say, our strength had created this wealth for us. They were self-sufficient. Friends, that is the first step towards the rejection of the Son of God, whom they crucified. Today, listen to what's happening to the Gentile church. It is only a few decades from the early day church, apostles and his disciples that were so full of excitement for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just a few decades later, listen to what the scripture says. The Spirit of the Lord saying to the Laodicean church, you say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. Because you're lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Friends, so often we become like the Laodicean church. During those days when there was so much affluence here in Singapore, I have to use the past tense, because of the ravages of COVID-19 upon our society today. But friends, remember this. We must never forget the Lord our God in times of plenty. But Jesus did not give up on the Laodicean Christians. He had a final offer to give to them. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Any man opens, I'll go in. And I will sup with him, I will eat with him, and he with me." That was Jesus' final offer. You can search the scriptures. You'll never find an offer after this. It's Jesus' final offer to the Laodicean Christians. And this offer, Jesus threw everything in it. No more just eating of the bread at the children's table, but this time, a private dinner, a one-to-one dinner with the Lord Jesus Christ. I call this one-to-one dinner, nobody else around, just you, the Bible, and the Lord Jesus Christ. I call this solitude time. Yes, today we have a lot of quiet time. We are busy in our quiet time, friends. So busy. Read this, read that. Read this Bible 8, that Bible 8, this Bible commentary, that Bible, this daily bread, and whatever it is. Then a list of things to pray for. Then a tape to listen to of a sermon and so on. Then a quick prayer that you make and time to go back to your office. Our quiet time has become so busy, friends. But you know, in the scriptures, in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus said this. He told his disciples, "Not come unto me." That was for the general public. But he said specifically, "Come with me. Come with me by yourself to a quiet place." His disciples was just stretched, overstretched with work, with ministry, all kinds of things. They were tired out, no time to sleep. And Jesus said this to them, a special invitation for them. "Come not unto me, come with me, by yourself." Alone, by yourself. Don't bring anything along. Don't bring your Bible aids. Don't bring your prayer list. Do not bring your tape recordings, your favorite songs and so on. Leave them all behind. Just come by yourself with the Bible in hand, my word. And I will eat with you and you with me. Come with me by yourself to a quiet place, Jesus told his disciples. I call that solitude time, friends, to distinguish it from a quiet time. Carry on with our quiet time. Please do. But friends, Jesus' final invitation to the Laodicean church is simply this. Solitude time. Come with me with your Bible in hand. I will dine with you and you with me. That's where he will talk to you. He'll tell you about what's happening in this world today. He'll teach you from the scriptures, private tuition, as it were, a message directed only for you and your own ministry. Friends, when you listen and you read again the story of the Canaanite woman, learn this third lesson. Listen in that story, the rebuke of the Canaanite woman to the Christian, to the Gentile Christians of our generation, immersed in affluence, and perhaps COVID-19 is a wonderful opportunity, friends, for us to say, "I'll go with Jesus by myself to a quiet place." Scriptures in hand to have solitude, solitude time with him, just to be with him and listen to him. No more the hectic life, because offices are closed, the shopping malls are closed. The businesses have quietened down, little left to do. Take advantage, friends, solitude time with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the third lesson in the story of the Canaanite woman. In her faith, listen, friends, to her rebuke. In the faith of this Canaanite woman, who tried to grab something ahead of her time, the blessing given to the Gentiles, she wants it then and there. In the faith of this Canaanite woman, we can hear a rebuke for the modern day Christian. So let me summarize quickly, friends, these three lessons about the Canaanite woman. Lesson one, faith accompanied by ground zero humility is the channel through which Jesus' compassion can flow. Second lesson is this, faith when accompanied by humility will enable you to see a yes in Jesus' no. And finally, the third lesson, perhaps the most important lesson for us this morning. In the faith of the Canaanite woman, we can hear a rebuke for the modern Christian living in these hectic days, a hectic lifestyle. Friends, this morning, as you meditate upon these words, as you keep your quiet time and your solitude time, friends, just listen and you'll hear the Canaanite woman condemn the Gentile Christians of our generation. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful to live in the age that belongs to the times of the Gentiles. When, Father, we have thrown open the gates of the kingdom of heaven to all Gentiles who would believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, the bread of life that came down from heaven. Father, teach us to be grateful, Father, and not to handle this gift of the bread of life in such a flippant manner, but to pay serious attention to it, for it is so precious to this Canaanite woman. Father, she had faith, the kind of faith that the Gentiles had shown to Jesus. Father, we too want to have that kind of Gentile faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. So be gracious unto us, dear Father. Teach us your ways. Teach us to spend quiet time with you. And more than that, solitude time. Bible in hand, alone with you, that you can speak to us and teach us your ways from your scriptures. Father, give us the faith of this Canaanite woman to see all these things in this story of her encounter with your Son, Jesus Christ. All these we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you, friends.